The next step was to solve the problem of high magnification called the Fraunhofer diffraction limit. This theory was that no microorganism smaller than half a wavelength of light could be seen through a microscope. Reif knew from his many years of studying optics at Zeiss that it was possible to build a microscope which could see microscopic organisms as small as a virus. With this goal in mind, he went to work in 1917 and by 1920 produced the world's most powerful microscope. It could magnify with a clarity of 9,000 diameters. Dr. Reif said that this microscope could go clear up to 17,000 diameters, but not with any more clarity. Using this microscope over the next 9 years in his private lab, he advanced further in the field of bacteriology than any scientist had ever done before. Through the 1920s, Dr. Reif isolated many different organisms and was working on tuberculosis. He was successful in killing the rod form with his frequency instrument. But like Bone and Robert Cook before him, who were able to destroy the rod form of tuberculosis with vaccines and antitoxins, Reif's laboratory animals also died. This caused Reif to believe that there was an additional virus that was released when the rod form of the bacteria was killed. In his continual search for a way to see viruses, Dr. Reif theorized that many microorganisms were not able to be seen because they were smaller than the molecules of the existing acid or aniline dye stains. Throughout his work, Reif had noticed that every living thing is made up of chemicals and has its own unique chemical constituency. In his lab, he had been using a spectrographic microscope that could identify the chemicals in an organism by the color refraction index. Knowing that each chemical, when illuminated, gave off a specific color of light, he conceived the idea of staining the virus with light. This